that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, August 28th, 2021. The month of August has gone. Brother John, I think you mentioned it earlier about the time has just changed, and it's for our blessing, that's for sure. But before you know it, the next Saturday, the next Sunday morning, the next Monday, it's just here. But here we are. We'll have the phone lines open with you this morning, and we thank you, Remnant, for joining us. And we've got a full crew. We'll bring everybody on. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Amen. And Jason, good morning, sir.
Morning.
And John, good morning to you too.
Morning.
And again, Remnant, we say good morning to you. Hopefully you have some good hot coffee with you, and have your Bible, your sword, and are tuning in either on the internet or the 24/7 stream to the website scriptures4america.org. that live audio player seems to have been working very well lately, and we're thankful for that. But whichever way you're tuning in, we welcome you here this morning. And you know, these are exciting times. They are. These are Bible days that we are living in. I hope, Remnant, that you see that. I hope you do, because we see it here. We do. Well, John, we better open up with prayer before we get going, and we'll sure ask you to do that for us.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly but boldly this morning, Lord, just continuing to claim the promises that you've given us as the sons of God, as we are those who have contacted the blood, those who will not bow our knee to Baal and boldly proclaim no king but King Jesus. We thank you for this time, this morning, Saturday mornings, that you set aside for us, your people, to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, as your word says, not forsaking the assembly so much negativity in the world today that we need these times to come together to do just that, encourage one another. Guide and direct our thoughts this morning. Give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment. Show us what it is that's important to your people, the remnant. Show us how it is that it ties into prophecy and scripture. And Lord, one of the promises that you said was in the last days, knowledge would increase. And we see that that is also taking place. And we thank you for that, Lord, that those things that have been in the Bible from the beginning that were to be revealed at the proper time would be revealed, and there are things right now that are being revealed. We know that that's your hand in fulfillment of your promise. Father, we know that the enemies of God understand the Bible better than most Christians, and they know that it's only the Israelites, the true Israelites, the white Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian, kindred, and Celtic people of the Bible that can bring them down, the people of covenant. If your people who are called by your name humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. That's our desire, but for the fulfillment of that promise, your people have to do their part. So we pray, Lord, for those that can come to repentance, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, that they'd be able to hear and see the truth, that you would expose to them the lies that have been portrayed, especially in our churches, that you would allow them to hear and see the truth. Father, send your myriads of angels out even now, your ministering angels, to prepare those people that we can reach, prepare their hearts and minds and souls. Send your guardian angels to protect those that are yours and your warring angels to battle Leviathan. We continue to pray that all of those wicked, vile, evil things that have been done for many, many years would be revealed and shouted from the rooftops, and that, Lord, you would continue to send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they would fall in the pits that they dig and be ensnared in the traps that they lay. And Father, we pray for righteous judgment, your judgment, Lord, regarding all these things. Put the fear of God in them once again. Touch not your anointed. Again, we thank you for this time this morning and just ask for your guidance, wisdom, and understanding. Father, we ask that you would find your people worthy to escape the things that are coming. Lord, that we would make it through this time of Jacob's trouble. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning. If you'd like to join us on the Coffee with the Wranglers program, the number to call in is 307-745-5913. If you'd like to call, and I'd like to start out with a scripture in 1 Peter 4. We've read it before, but it once again, this is, I think, the day we are in. It says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may result with exaltation." And that's 1 Peter 4:12. And then in verse 17 it says, "For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right." And I think that's a good guideline for us, to continue doing what is right. Sometimes when you do that, it seems so odd and so strange in a time that that right is called wrong and good is called evil and evil is called good. But that's what we're told to do, to trust and to continue to do right, not just to trust and do nothing. How would that song be if it was, you know, not trust and obey, but just trust, just trust, just trust. No, it's trust and obey. And just like it says here, entrust our souls to a faithful Creator and continue to do what is right. And we're seeing some of that. We are. We are seeing, I think, more. We're seeing, I know I am, seeing more parents in our local area wake up. And I don't know if they're growing a pair or if they're just waking up, but they're telling the local school board no. The local school board came out and said, you know, we just need the first week of school with masks. Just the first week, and then everything, you know, no mask, everything will be fine. And the people have seen, a lot of the parents, that, well, then it'll just get extended 2 weeks, and extended 2 weeks, and extended 2 weeks, and the meetings, the school board meetings, here in town have been overflowing. The comments, the parents, what I've seen, they've just basically said no. I talked with a parent yesterday, has two boys in the public school, and he said he walked them to school yesterday morning, and Thursday morning they started, and he said he walked in and said, my sons are not wearing masks in or at anything to do with school, and that's the bottom line. And they said okay, and that was it. And so I think that is a good sign. No, it's not the masses, it's not all of them, but again, here's another aspect that where people are waking up. Now they're not, you know, maybe they're waking up like some of us woke up 20 or 30 years ago, but praise God that they are waking up.
Yeah, you know, this is really the first thing in my lifetime that I can recall that literally what they're trying to do with the vaccines and the vaccine passports and pushing businesses to not allow unvaccinated people into their establishments, things like that. It's the first time that something literally is affecting your means of making a living. It's affecting your ability to provide for your family, unless you've already made provisions to grow your own food, which most of, let's be serious, most of us don't have that opportunity. And I think it's significant. I also think that people are still, talk to some of these business owners, and they're like, oh, we're just kind of waiting for that next round of PPP money, you know. And I got news for you. I almost bet that next round of PPP money will be tied to the fact of whether or not you do not allow people into your business that are unvaccinated. So in a way, what we are witnessing is the mark of the beast, their ability to control your ability to buy and sell. And, you know, so is this a test? This is really the first test with consequences in my lifetime, as far as I'm concerned. That test of standing on the faith that Jesus Christ is greater than all of our enemies, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that God's given us authority to trample upon scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us. So, I think God's saying, all right, well, you talk a good talk, but let's see if you can walk what you talk. And that's what's going on right now. I think when you realize that the mRNA vaccines by their own admittance are basically genetic altering, some manufacturers were even saying they're like a download input into the human mind. I mean, these are their words, not mine. And the fact that Satan's ultimate goal has always been to destroy that which God created in his image, and God created man in his image.
what determines who you are from everyone else is your genetic code, which is why Satan is attempting to devour, destroy that which God created. When you understand that, then there's absolutely no way that you can participate in this. And what's sad is the number of people that I see that have taken a stand, but up to this point, I mean, I know people who know better, who literally took the jab so that they can travel, or so that I don't have time to go and spit two times a week, or I don't have time to do this or that, and they just make an excuse for why they participated in the science experiment. And yeah. Then when you ask them, well, which one did you take? They don't even know which one they took. It's hard to believe. It really is hard to believe that you would just allow, you know, just roll up your sleeve and let them shoot whatever they wanted to you. Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just, you know, and it reminds me of, you know, reading through history. It's like, okay, all right, we're going to pluck your right eye out, you know, so you can't fire a bow, and we're going to chop your thumb off so you can't wield a sword. You know, it's the same old song and dance in a lot of ways.
It absolutely is.
I think God's given us a preview of what their plan is for America. Like I said, if you look, they appear to be attacking the European nations the most robustly. I think what's going on in Australia should be a wake-up call for everyone in this country as well as the other country, as well as Canada. Canada's pretty close to where Australia is.
And South Africa has been there for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Just this week, though, it's kind of funny. The Australian health officials just came out with a new proposal for well camps, which are mandatory quarantine camps. The interesting thing is that these plans have been out since 2019, before COVID even was an issue. And, you know, here's the thing. Unless the people go along with their plan of destruction, they cannot perpetrate it, period. And Pastor Peters did that series, Whores Galore in America, and that's what we have. So if you're a contractor out there and you see plans and you're bidding on a set of plans that looks like a prison, complete with solitary confinement, don't bid on it. Don't do the work, period. That's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to they can't arrest everybody and they can't incarcerate everybody. So if we all stick together and we just say no, then they have no power. They have no authority. And we just have to continue to claim the authority given to us as a son or daughter of God that has contacted the blood. And all of those promises and blessings are ours, period. It's all about faith. Remember, Jesus said, when I return, will I find faith? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Well, as we go about here, we're seeing the manifestation of science as a religion. You know, a pastor used to say, what you worship or the God that you serve, you'll sacrifice to. And we're seeing the fulfillment of those words as you look around. I mean, it's like you said, John, people don't even know which one they take, you know, or which or what's in it. But, you know, you hear these people. I was just on a chat board the other day, and they were talking about, well, just trust the science. You know, it's good. You can have faith in the science, you know, and, you know, you need to get that done. And it's like, so if faith is the substance of things unseen, why, what, you know, that whole thing works on the science angle too. These people have a lot of faith in that. They just go down and do it. And then there's those of us who have our faith somewhere else, and we're like, oh no, you know, we're not going to jump through those hoops. And I thought it was interesting that Delta Airlines just came out with a $200 a month surcharge on their employees' health insurance for the unvaccinated. So, you know, we see that arbitrary corporate law. I mean, they don't want to, they really don't want to pass this law at the government level right now. It says you have to take this, or, you know, because that gives everyone a focal point for pushback or for resistance. So if they can get all of these companies to focus on that, that's going to, you know, disperse the resistance, they think. And, yeah, you can't work if you don't have it. You can't have insurance if you don't have it. It's like, hey, we need you guys. You know, God's for us, who can be against us, right? So, anyway, I think you can, we're seeing that come out, you know, more and more all the time. So, and I heard my wife talking to one of the girls the other day, and she said to her, there was some stuff going on there, and she said, you know, this fear angle, well, I'm afraid of this, and I'm afraid that's going to work out that way. And she said, you know, if you really want to do something that pushes back against them, fear not. She said, you know, the Bible says 170 times, fear not. You know, that's a big deal. So, and about the other 300 times, or about another 300 times, it says fear your Lord, you know, fear God. So,
yep.
It tells us what not to do, and it tells us what to do. So, anyways, we have those empowering opportunities available to us.
Amen.
Well, and I was talking with my buddy Zach earlier this week, and he was at he went to a protest up there. They were basically up in Michigan. They were trying to mask mandate. Hopefully he'll be calling in here in a few minutes and giving us an update on it. But he went to a rally, and they were there for hours, like 7 hours, in front of the school where they were supposed to be. They came out and they said that all the children had to be wearing masks during school hours. And he said that there was, I mean, he said at a school where there was not that many people, he said it was, you know, the cars, the parking lots were full, everything around it, and cars were parked along the sides of the roads, half mile out, in all directions, and they were there for these meetings, and they wouldn't let anybody in, and everybody was holding signs and yelling, and they got three major news networks that covered that area, and not one of them showed up. And there was nobody covering it. There was nobody from the press there. And people were yelling. They were having, I mean, it was just, people were unhappy, wanted to get into this meeting. And it was supposed to be an open meeting, but they had it behind locked doors and would only let one person in at a time. And it was, they selected the people that they let through the doors. And it just goes to show you that, you know, I mean, there's people that are just ticked off and they've had enough and they're done and they're fighting. And, you know, that's the way that it is a lot of these places, but you don't see that on the news. You don't see that
right. Even,
you know, you have to go look for it on the Internet. When you have to go look for it on the Internet, I mean, it's there for a while, but then it's taken down. And censorship is really one of the big things that's going on right now, is we are seeing major, major censorship. I mean, anytime somebody posts something on Facebook or Instagram or any of these social medias, you know, about the vaccine or this or that, then there's something that pops up right underneath it that says, for the truth about the vaccines, visit the CDC website and go to this website and go to this website. And that's, if it's not removed, is what we are seeing right now is the biggest portion of censorship that we've ever seen in this country before. And basically it's, you know, there's you know, our freedom of speech is being restricted in a lot of ways, and it's more and more. So yeah, and that's a big problem. You know, when we don't have that, when you read a news article about something that happens in the news that's fact, and then you go back, and then 2 hours later, it's removed, and you can't find it. It's like, okay, yeah, we got to find a different source of news. But that's what they're doing through the internet, through radio, through everything. You know, it used to be that we really thought we could rely on, you know, what is being said on the internet. But no, it's not that way anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Makes it even tough to find anything when you're trying to back up what you're talking about, right?
And that's one of the things that Trump did is he called him out on it, and, you know, it's fake news. I mean, and, you know, that's, he started that from the beginning, and, boy, he had that right.
Sure.
You notice Google now, you can't even get to Gateway Pundit on Google, no matter how hard you try. At least I tried to yesterday. You have to go to DuckDuckGo or something like that to be able to get to any of these alternatives. So, I mean, they're not.
Start Page is another one that I've had been having good luck with.
Which one?
DuckDuckGo. Start Page.
Yeah, that's the one. I've been using that as well. You know what's interesting is people are like, oh, yeah, they really screwed up there in Afghanistan. No, they didn't. That was all part of the plan. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Arm your enemy, and you have perpetual war. Not to mention, they're flying in stinking ISIS into our country. Our government is turned against us, period.
And that's not the first time.
And the people can't see it. Oh, no, they just made a mistake, you know. Oh, really? Giving them almost $1 trillion worth of arms and now flying in? I mean, the goal is just to flood this country with as many illegal aliens as humanly possible, millions maybe from Afghanistan, and then we got our south borders wide open. You know?
Well, let's think about this. So the same government that wants to disarm American citizens wants to arm the Taliban with over $1 trillion worth of weapons, drones, all our technology, grenade launchers, and everything. I mean, wake up, America.
Amen. Well, guys, we got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, it's Zach from Michigan. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Zach. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Zach.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well,
hey, Zach, thanks for calling. Hey, I wanted you to tell them about going to that rally.
Okay. Well, so the kids in our area, they started school last Wednesday, and 2 days before the school was supposed to open up, in my county, which is in Ottawa County, and then the neighboring county, which is Kent County, the health department of both of those counties said children from kindergarten to sixth grade mandated a mask mandate that they had to wear a mask until a vaccine was approved, and then the mandate was going to go 60 days after the approval of a COVID vaccine by the FDA. So the county that I lived in and in Kent County, the parents were absolutely ballistic. And there was rallies in both counties. I went to the one in Ottawa County, and the complex, Ottawa County complex, they changed the time of the board meeting to 1:30 p.m. That meeting ended up going until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Parents were livid, and the road was packed with people, cars. The parking lot was packed with people, with cars, and there was protest, and the building was packed. I sent Jason a bunch of videos of what was going inside the one building. But I've never been more proud of my community than I was last Tuesday and the response that the people gave the local government. It was very impressive. And they are not putting up, and there's a lot of pushback that's coming, and that's a good sign.
Amen to that. And we're seeing that all over. Like Jason mentioned earlier, We're seeing that all over. You have to search it out on the internet to find it, because the networks aren't covering it. You don't see it on MSNBC, but we're having the exact same thing here. The parents, they're outraged, and they're saying no. Was talking to a neighbor, had mentioned it earlier, talking to a neighbor that went down, walked his son to school and said, my son will go here and he will not be required to wear a mask and he will not be discriminated against, period. And the little mealy-mouth administrator just said, okay, and that was it. And and I explained to the neighbor, I said, see, that's what it takes. You just stand up to them and tell them no. And when a man, especially a man of God, does that, they have no choice. They have no choice.
Well, the final ruling on that was the board said that they couldn't overrule what the health department mandated. So they basically washed their hands of the issue. They washed their hands of the issue and said, there's nothing that we can do about it. And I talked to a lot of parents there. Like, they said, if this doesn't get lifted, we're pulling our kids out. Now, that is, in my opinion, like, so there's a headcount that takes place in those public schools, and the state and federal government give so much per head. And if those heads, those little kids ain't there during that out day, they stand to lose a lot of money. So, you know, and the parents are very aware of that. So hit them in the pocketbook. Start hitting them. And, you know, then you'll get them to squeal a little bit more. And that's the tactics that they're using on us. So deploy those tactics back. And now's not a time to stay neutral. You have to be somewhere. And you have to, you know, voice your opinion. And, you know, if they're going to ratchet up the pressure, we need to ratchet up the pressure. And we're the ones funding it. So, you know, people need to understand that. We're the ones that fund this stuff, and we can take our funding away. And if you want to go to that step,
exactly,
then we're willing to go that step. And if they want to take it to another step, then we'll go to another step. And whatever stuff you want, because people are getting mad and they don't want their kid subjected, you know, being the pawn. It's like a divorce between a custody battle, you know, and they throw the kids in the middle, and then that's when stuff gets intense. And that's exactly what's going on in my community anyway.
Zach,
hey, Matt, I agree with you, Zach, and I think that that's what's important. And it's like, how far do you want to take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem
and
is
people
some
are willing to,
red
people,
states.
Okay, we'll go to the next step. We'll go to the next step. We'll go to, you know, they're the ones that are, you know, dictating the next step. And I think it's kind of a game of, okay, we'll match it. We'll just match it. And, you know, people can start refusing to pay the property taxes because that's where all the money comes from in the state of Michigan. I pay like $6,000 or $8,000 a year and property tax that go to the public school. Well, you know, I mean, we're the ones paying it. Do we not have a choice into what our money is, you know, supposed to be, you know, paying for? That, I mean, you gotta, that's really the fact. And people are waking up to it like, no, we do. We do dictate what happens. And it's great. I think it's great, personally.
But what's happening, too, is you got to realize that the federal government is so corrupt now that they're passing that another $3.5 trillion. Money's not an object anymore. And Biden just came out and basically said that, like DeSantis said, that he would stop funding the schools that were mandating mask mandates when the governor said that there will be none. And the federal government came out and said that they would make up the difference. So the reality is, yeah, that used to work. It used to be the fact that the school district was afraid of the parents pulling their children out of the school because they get X amount per head. But now the federal government, you know, money's not even real anymore, let's face it. But the federal government is saying that they're going to compensate
anyone who goes with their mandates over the state mandates. So obviously we got to do everything that we can to stand against it. But the reality is you're just going to have to pull your kids out of school, period, and you're just going to have to prepare for what's coming because it's coming.
Amen to that.
John, I couldn't agree with you anymore. And, like, these all these parents that have kids, they're getting their, what do you call that, the rebate, you know, the they're spending people money for having children.
Stimulus money.
I forget what you guys know what I'm talking about. Those parents out there that are living, spend your money wisely. That money that you're getting back, buy commodities. Buy what you need. Because what John was talking about right there, the only thing that we're leading into is a recipe for hyperinflation because money is not real. What is real is the things that you need and consume and what you can heat your house with and the stuff that you can barter with. So choose wisely. You have a little window, I suspect 6 to 8 months. Be careful. Get the stuff that you need.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't no joke. You know, it's coming. It is coming. It's like the calm before the storm. Because with that money that they're printing, it's all fake. And John's absolutely right. So, you know, buy the stuff that you need and stock up on the stuff that you need because there's going to be the have and the have not. And you got to choose which one what category you're in. That's my opinion anyway.
Amen to that. You know, when God brought Joseph up in Egypt to save Egypt and to save his people, he gave him 7 years to prepare. 7 years to prepare. And so that is certainly a biblical thing. And for years we've been saying that very same thing, Zach, to be ready, to be prepared. Certainly God can take his children through the wilderness for 40 years and their clothes not wear out. He could have done that in Egypt. But God did something different for him to be glorified. And it sure looks like he's doing something different today. Now, he can sure prepare for, prepare and provide for his people. But, we are hearing this, Zach. This is coming into so many people's thoughts to be prepared, to get ready. Because it is coming. There is no doubt about it. The times are exciting. We read in there about the perilous times, the wars and rumors of wars that in the last days, and we're seeing the description of those things all around us, everywhere we look, from our military to overseas to the southern border to in everybody's town, these things that you're describing. About the school boards,
yeah.
The generations, whether it's critical race theory or mask mandates or vaccines, we're seeing it. And thankfully, there are people waking up and, like you said, pushing back.
So I just want to say one last thing. I'm very thankful that God has given us the insight and the sensitivity to know that it's coming. And to give us the time to prepare, because we all know that he is going to be glorified in the end, and that's really, and that's really that's something to be thankful for, I believe, that he's given us the time and the answer, because, Jason and I were talking earlier this week, and, we're watching all this stuff going on with Afghanistan, and, I mean, what a freaking clown show. Leaving all that equipment, leaving all those guns, funding all those people. Clearly, we know whose side the Biden administration is on. But for some reason, it's like what you were saying earlier, Richard. Fear not. Fear the Lord. That doesn't really scare me. And it shouldn't really scare any of us. It should make us look up and be excited that the Lord is going to take care of stuff.
Amen.
And, I honestly believe the catalyst for the hand of the Lord to move is repentance. And I'm starting to see that stuff coming because people are starting to look one and two generations down the road. And it's like in Proverbs, it says a wise man leaves his children's children an inheritance. And you're starting to see that mentality creep back in, and it's wonderful. You know, to heck with these guys. To heck, like, get ready. God's going to handle it. And be ready to move when God needs you to move. And let him dictate. And be obedient. And those are my thoughts for the day, guys.
The Lord's had me in Daniel for quite a while here lately, and we talked about it on Wednesday night prayer meeting, but we need to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that chose the flames of the furnace and refused to deny their God in the face of their government. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, this is Daniel 3:16-18, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship thy golden image, nor participate in their science experiments which thou hast set up. But how many Americans have the faith in the constitution of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that culminated with the Lord himself standing with them in the furnace? He answered and said, Lo, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God, Daniel 3:25. Well, you know what? Approximately half of the Americans have chosen to worship the golden image, the jab, the medical complex, fake peace and safety, and that's what it is. It's fake peace and safety, just prolonging what their plans are. Be very sure to understand that the flames of judgment and testing are coming. And that's why last week's message, I think, we're in this time of Jacob's trouble. And we cannot escape the punishment for what we've allowed, especially as the sons of Israel, the house of Israel, letting what's taking place take place. But if we've contacted that blood, if we've gone into that watery grave, if we're born again of the water and the Spirit, then the promise is there as well that God will redeem us and save us from what's coming. But we're to pray for grace and mercy in his wrath, and that he would find us, his people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. I've been praying that for quite some time, and I'm sure it was the leading of the Holy Spirit why we've been praying that for quite some time. So we need to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and have the faith. When I return, will I find faith? Well, that's a pretty good question. And right now, the majority of the churches, the answer would be no. But there is still a remnant. There are still those who will not bow their knee to Baal and boldly proclaim no king but King Jesus. And we just need to stand on the promises.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, I got to get going. I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Zach. God bless. Have a great day.
Bro. Thanks. Bye.
Zach.
Brendan, a few minutes left here on the program, Coffee with the Wranglers. The phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Yeah, John, when you read that there in Daniel and then again in Revelation 13, you see basically the very same thing. Let's try the phone lines again. Good morning, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Hello, good morning. And you have to remember to turn your radio off when you call in. We'll try it one more time. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Well, that's just what you have to do. You have to turn your radio off, folks, when you call in. 307-745.
Yeah, that wasn't a radio in the background. That was something else.
307-745-5913. John?
I read a study here recently about those who call themselves believers. I don't even think they call them Christians anymore, but believers in this study. 60% of those believers believe that there's more than one way to salvation. Think about that. 60% of those who call themselves believers believe that there's more than one way to salvation, which means that they believe the lies that the churches have taught them regarding more than one God,
even though the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I had somebody say the other day, well, how do you know there's more than one God? Well, gee, I don't know. How about look at the first commandment? They don't even know what the stinking first commandment is. It's unbelievable.
Very true, John. Yeah. Wow.
But it shows the state we're in as a once Christian nation. The great apostasy is upon us.
Well, and God does expect us to have some common sense and to be able to, you know, he talks about discernment over and over and over again. We're supposed to be discerning, just like what you were talking about there. That's part of discernment. If you're only supposed to have him as a god, then there must be other gods. You know, I mean, it's like, it's pretty simple math, really. I don't think there's a lot of these things that are tough. It's just like these people who say, well, witchcraft doesn't exist, or that doesn't exist. It's like, well, then why did God say not to have anything to do with them? You know, I mean,
right.
We've got all these things going on around us, and how about I'll serve God first, no matter what. The other things will be added to you later. Just get that part right, you know, and we're in a situation here where we have a lot of people that are, and I'm amazed at, personally, I am encouraged at how many people are kicking back, fighting back, saying, oh, no, you know, and this, despite the fact that we've got a full court press going on with the media, like you said, you can't find, or like Jason said, you can't find the alternative viewpoint, you know, but the only thing they want to push up in front of you is do it our way. And nevertheless, the American people are, and I did see where Germany has just supposedly suspended all vaccines. That's kind of a new thing out. I didn't get to read it, but Germany got...
I don't know if that's confirmed, though. I think it could be fake news. I saw that as well and sent it out to several people, and have not been able to confirm that 100%.
Right, and I haven't done any looking on it either. I mean, I just seen that go by, and I was like, well, good for them if that's the case, you know. But and we are dealing with a lot of those countries over there in Europe were really anti-vaccine years ago. I mean, they were like, hey, you know. But the European Union has changed that. And but on the other hand, we're seeing the European Union really shaken up over there. I mean, their money situation and their faith and credit of that group is being shaken to its core. So, which it was a one-world government boss that you know that we were looking at, and one of those golden calf idols, really, if you want to get down to it. And I think it's God's just working things out. I mean, it's amazing to see it, and there's a whole lot of shaking going on, like last week. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, people don't realize that the government a long time ago started this clergy response team where they got to a number of pastors, probably a large number of pastors, and probably whores galore in America, paid them off or had some dirt on them or whatever it was, but somehow, some way, they decided to serve government God instead of God Almighty. And that's why they're doing the bidding of their father, the devil. And they're encouraging people to take the jab, and they're encouraging people to be obedient to those in positions of authority, no matter what. If they tell you that, we don't have enough food for all the people in the land, so you're going to have to kill two of your children, are you going to follow the leading of those in positions of authority? I sure hope not. But you know what? There'll be people who call themselves Christians who will literally contemplate whether they should or should not follow those kind of instructions from the people in positions of authority. Why? Because they believe the lie of the preachers and pastors and teachers in the land. We lost this country in the churches. Too many people playing church. Not enough people preaching fire and brimstone.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Just like Jason pointed out, pluck out your eye or cut off your thumb, you know. You have people who call themselves Christians right now who would contemplate that. If they came up with a good enough reason, like, oh, well, this disease won't affect you if you only have one eye. Oh, okay, sure, no problem.
Well, that's how it was in the Bible story. You know, they were oppressed, whether they knew it or not, you know, and so come and do this. The story there, yeah, we'll let you serve us, but we're gonna do this to you. And the people said, okay. And they were going along with it. And that's when Saul came on.
Yeah, well, it happened. It happened in the time of Moses. They were taking they were killing the oldest child, and it happened in the time of Jesus. I mean, you know, Herod, he went out there and murdered those babies in that time frame. So it's not new, and it is one of those things that they love that kind of power. I mean, that's the thing that they're not asleep to their destruction. You know, they love to wreak that kind of havoc on everyone.
Amen to that. Well, guys, we're almost out of time. Couple closing comments.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but there was a 20-year military doctor who came out and boldly did a video, basically proved that within all of the branches of the military, only 20 people in 2020 died of quote-unquote COVID, and that the number killed by the vaccine significantly exceeds that number, and that it's basically biological warfare for our military to mandate that every single member of our military participate in the science experiment. And if you think about it, what better way for an enemy to destroy and overtake a country than to wipe out those who are in the position of defending the country? So we need to be praying that God said that we could take poison and it won't harm us. And God, I believe, and I know you believe as well, that he can take what's meant for a curse and turn it into a blessing. And I believe he will. If 2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust, we've been saying that for, 10 years, maybe more. But we're right there. It's a time to hear you, the Lord. And when you do, to be obedient. It's a time to seek the Lord. And it's a time to be fasting and praying. It's a time to be those prayer warriors that we need to be and provide that prayer support to the righteous angels that are battling Leviathan in the greatest battle between good and evil in our lifetimes.
Amen. Amen. Well, Remnant, we're out of time. We thank you for joining us. We want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that at scriptures4america.org, and starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 a.m. Central, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast. You can join us. Join us for a scriptural review of the news, and then a timeless pulpit truth. And John, looking forward to your live message, and we'll have communion. And so we encourage you to come and join us to gather with the saints, with like-minded Christians, and use the... Well, you can use the internet for good, that's for sure. If you don't have internet, we do record the program. We send hundreds of DVD churches out on Monday, and so we'd be glad to send that to you as well. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
Rolling, rolling.